And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fools, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed in the wells of silence. These prescient 1964 words of Simon and Garfunkel haunt us today. Our modern world has conditioned us to sift through information delivered by electronic media while ignoring and downplaying our intuition. Electronic devices and social media have replaced face-to-face human interaction. We are bombarded with information overload, yet we feel human connections silenced in our hearts. Thousands of years of human biology have ingrained a need for us to connect with others and connect with something greater than ourselves. Denying this need and filtering communication through electronic media has a devastating effect on our mental health. The number of people reporting loneliness, hopelessness, and feeling disconnected has skyrocketed. Human touch, human eye contact, and reassurance that you belong and are valued are desperately needed to restore mental health and well-being. Reconnecting to the cosmos is part of this connection. The famous astronomer Carl Sagan said, "The cosmos is within us. We are made of star stuff. We are a way for the universe to know itself." Sagan's inspirational words reflect the scientific fact that the elements necessary for life, such as carbon, nitrogen, and iron, were created in the cores of stars and dispersed through supernova explosions. Imagine standing under a starlit sky, feeling the ache of loneliness ease as the cosmos whispers, "You are enough." That feeling, is a lifeline to healing, tying you to something vast and eternal. David Abram, in The Spell of the Sensuous, writes, "To touch the coarse skin of the earth, to feel the wind, to gaze at the stars, is to enter a conversation with the world." If you feel alone or adrift, the stars invite you into this conversation. They're not distant. They're speaking to you, offering a sense of belonging in a universe that holds you close. As researchers Monroy and Keltner explain, is a transformative emotion. It soothes your nervous system, quiets self-doubt, fosters kindness, builds connection, and gives life meaning. Under a starry sky, awe feels like the universe reaching out, reminding you that you're part of something greater, never truly isolated. Dr. Troy Allen, a retired Army chaplain and Utah State University professor, studies how dark skies ignite awe to restore mental wellness. His Dark Skies Project shows that just 20 minutes of stargazing in pristine skies can lower stress and spark hope, especially for teens and veterans. Dr. Allen says, is a reset button for the soul. His research suggests this simple act can rival therapy for easing anxiety and depression. If you're feeling disconnected, the cosmos sees you. Every star is a story of resilience, shining through eons. You too can shine through your struggles. Dr. Allen's work shows awe from nature, like a star-filled sky, can rekindle hope and connection. Step outside, look up, and let the stars embrace you. You're part of their endless conversation, and your light matters. May their light remind you, you're woven into the cosmos, and you're never truly alone. Music written and produced by Kenny Mihalich. Western Slope Skies is produced by the Colorado Mesa University Astronomy Club, the Western Slope Dark Sky Coalition, and KBNF Community Radio. This feature was written and shared by Kate Vidak in association with the Western Slope Dark Sky Coalition. Thank you.
To hear more Western Slope Skies episodes, subscribe to the Western Slope Skies podcast in your favorite podcast player. Visit kvnf.org for more information.